You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors. We really are going to have to change that tagline because...
I know, we're superstars.
As far as I'm concerned, we have a superstar on this podcast right now as we speak.
It's Tyra Banks. No. Bring her out.
It is Bix Krieger. She just had two movie premieres, literally, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, back to back. Like, 1 week was one, the next week was another one. She still has another movie coming out. She just booked another film. Like, this girl is on a roll. But I don't want to speak for her.
No, please do.
But I'm so happy for you. I love watching on the screen. I tell her all this, but just so you all know, you should really go check out her movies. She absolutely kills it. But I want Bix to, you know, talk about it more, about her premiere. I really want to hear about how your premiere went, how you feel about everything. Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, well, oh my gosh. It's been just like a very busy start to the year. It's kind of crazy that it's only April right now. Oh, like. I mean, I'm shocked that it's April for multiple reasons, but I feel like I've lived a million lives, and I also feel like it was just New Year's or whatever. So yes, yeah. I'm in a very confusing place in my brain.
Confusing state.
But yeah, I'm really happy that I can finally like outwardly talk about everything because I was always so like scared of what I was allowed to say, that like somebody was going to like come knocking on my door and like pull me out.
You're fired.
You're fired. But yeah, so I had two premieres the past 2 weeks. The first one was for Monster Mash. And Monster Mash, I've definitely like spoken about these a little bit, but I could go more into depth. So it's with the production company, The Asylum, who work out of Burbank here. Like, in, I don't know if it's in Los Angeles. I don't think so. I think it's a different, it's very confusing Los Angeles. But they are the production company that Sharknado came out of. They have made countless mockbusters, action, like fucking creature action, crazy movies. And Monster Mash was one of them. But what was really cool about Monster Mash, Yeah, everybody really loved it. And the director, Jose, he was so nervous about it. But I hope he feels good because everybody absolutely loved it that I've spoke to the theater. Everybody in the theater was like laughing at the funny parts and like, you know, just like going through the motions that were like, I feel not that they were intended motions, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you mean. Laughing when it's appropriate to laugh, like being like, ooh, ah, like, yeah, just when it like, fit.
It's so funny because I literally wanted to say, ooh, ah, but I didn't. So I'm glad that you did.
Amazing.
But yeah, so Monster Mash is about a Dracula's daughter gets abducted. She gets kidnapped by Dr. Frankenstein, and Dracula puts together a team of monsters to help save the daughter. And Dr. Frankenstein has something up his sleeve. He's building something. He's doing something. And I play a witch that is encountered along this journey, and I help bring about answers and use my little mystical, magical powers to point them in the right direction. And yeah, it was such a fun movie to make. And the premiere was both great and also I had a lot of anxiety because I didn't see most of the actors outside of makeup. Like when I got to set, everybody was full in makeup. So I didn't know what anybody looked like except for like the people that you could see their faces, obviously.
Wait, so you didn't even know what invisible – you really didn't know what Invisible Man looked like.
Invisible Man, I did know what he looked like.
Oh, I was because, like, that's so funny.
Yeah. The first day I did get to see him before they bandaged him up. And also like, so I saw him, but the mummy, me and him were chilling. Like you know, like on our downtime, like in between scenes when we weren't used, like we were hanging out, we were talking, chatting. I had no idea what this man looked like. And he wasn't at the premiere. So I still technically don't know what the mummy looks like. I think I found him on Instagram though, through like the tagging and whatever.
Yeah.
So I should go look. But yeah, like Frankenstein's monster, who was like such a sweet character. He like totally killed so that. Sweet. I had no idea what he looked like. At the end of the movie, he was sitting right in front of me and he stood up and we're all applauding and he turned around and he was like, "It was so great working with you. You did such an amazing job." And I was staring at him because I could see see Boris, but I was like,
yeah.
And then he was like, "It's me." And I was like, "Oh shit. Wow." So
you're like, "Great job."
I was like, "You were amazing too. You're my favorite part."
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really funny. But yeah, it was just a crazy movie to make. That was the one where Dracula, also fucking kudos to Dracula because he killed it. Like, his shots looked so good. His accent, oh, I loved it.
Your accent.
Oh my Vix God.
She's talking my so accent. Much shit about herself, and her accent was so good. I mean, you killed the role. I'm going to let you finish talking, but like, you guys need to know.
Compliment
she's such
me.
A strong actress. Like, such a strong actress. I was like, okay, I believe Kalani and Steph, obviously, they said it too, that you belong in Pirates of the Caribbean. And
ooh, yes.
I could see that. Like, because the character was very much like that type of vibe, but then also, yeah so believable. I
it was very much
Vix
giving
was a
pirate witch
in that moment. Yeah.
I believe it too. I mean, I've been training for this my whole life.
I believe it too. Yeah.
When I was a child, I believed I was a witch. I would convince children that I could make them a witch. I bullied my bullies.
You manifested this role.
I did. But I bullied my bullies.
Oh.
Because they bullied me. And then I was like, you know what, bitch? I'm a witch. Do you want to become one? And they were like, yes. So I said, okay, do this. And I made them do something extremely embarrassing, like an embarrassing ritual. And I was like, I'm going to turn you into a witch. But it was in private. So like, it's not like I embarrassed them publicly. I literally just did it for myself.
Yeah.
And I was just like sitting there like, you fucking idiot. This was honestly like in sixth grade too. Love that for me.
Sixth grade. You were
and they continued to bully me for years. But you know what? I don't know where they are now.
Jokes on them.
They're not a witch in Monster Mash.
Yeah. I was like, you're now a witch.
But yeah, it was super fun. Loved it. Premiere was great. I had a bunch of friends come, so that felt really good. And yeah.
What was one of your favorite parts, being able to watch the film back?
Ooh, let me think. My favorite, honestly, I really just, I don't know if this is cheating, but what I was most excited to see was how they put together the scenes with Dracula, since Dracula couldn't be on set to shoot with us. I had that 8-page scene where it's just me and him sitting
oh
at the table
God,
talking.
You told me that. And yeah. I believed you guys were together.
Well, thank you.
I forgot you did tell me that.
Yeah, so I think like my favorite, I don't know if that really answers the question, but it was what I was looking forward to seeing, and then that's watching it all placed together. Was probably, my favorite part of the movie, of just seeing, like, how seamlessly it came together, how well, like, the cinematographers worked at getting everything perfect, the editors, like, it just, like, was such a collaborative team effort that, yeah, they totally killed it.
Yeah, I loved the band of monsters coming together. And I said this to Vix. Sorry, Vix, but I want to say it again. But I really love, it's very much giving the classic monster films the style. So kind of like if you ever watch Nosferatu, like the original Dracula, the original Wolfman, a lot of these are like black and white films. But it, and Vix is, just to be clear, hers is in color, but it really gave the same vibe, same essence, same feel. And I think that was very enjoyable. That's part of why I really love the film as a whole. And everybody's performances too were really spot on. There were so many, like, I was just so happy with yeah, everyone's performance was super believable. And anyways, I just love that style. So like yeah. the classic, old classic, like heart.
And it's funny you say that because I mean, the each monster was like pulled directly from exactly what you're saying, those classic mm-hmm. horror movies. So they really wanted to stick to that genre and that vibe. And yeah. they actually considered having the movie in black and white. They were going back and forth mm. with that idea. Yeah, they ended up doing color, which I think yeah. is great because I really, some of the scenes, I mean, it would have looked gorgeous in black and white too, but
yeah,
it was nice to see it in color as well.
Well, then he hit the feels, like he hit yeah. it right on the head then. Because yeah. it was definitely reminding me of those black and white monster.
And also yeah. just the way that it was shot. Like, it wasn't like something present day where there's like cameras mm-hmm. are moving and there's following and there's all these different types of like essentially just camera movements. It was very like still and almost yes. like, yeah, like theater almost. It, like just like those classic movies. So yeah, mm-hmm. it all came together, I think, very beautifully.
Very beautifully. He really nailed that style right on the head. But yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Jose.
Where can people see you in Monster Mash?
Oh, yes. So Monster Mash is on video on demand. So it's on Vudu, Vudu. I believe Apple TV. And I believe it should also be on Amazon Prime now. I know it wasn't in the beginning, but I think it should be now. Yeah. That's where you can find it. Rent it. Check it out. Yeah.
Check it out. Give it 5 stars. And
ooh, yes.
Better yet. Now we got so better. I just mean like next one.
Better yet.
We have also Ape versus MechAbe, which also Bick starred in. And this journalist on the go, she's involved in the action. She's determined to get the tea. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about your role?
I was determined to get the tea.
Get the tea. Maybe,
I think she was more reluctant to get the tea than Naomi.
Yeah.
Sarah was very reluctant to get the tea.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's Ape x MechAbe because this time they're collabing. Ape x MechAbe New World Order is the name of the movie, and it's a action like creature movie. We've got the giant monkey, a giant ape, and then there's a giant mecha like robot ape, and then there's like a creature coming out of the ocean with tentacles and teeth coming to destroy the world. And yeah. the mecha ape and the ape, who I love by the way, have to kind of team up and like get yeah. this creature. So that's essentially the gist of the movie. There's kind of like different pairings of people like yes. around in different parts of the country. So there's like a scientist group who are on an island with the big ape, and then there's yes. the operator of the mecha ape in Tokyo, and then I just said in the country and now I'm like the island in Tokyo, none of these are in the yeah. country. And then there's me and my I play a research assistant and to this journalist named Naomi, and we are in Washington, D.C. So,
oh my gosh, all she's a research assistant. I definitely called you a journalist too.
Well, her name is Ashley in real life. She is a journalist. So I'm her assistant.
She was a journalist.
So
kind of, you were yeah. Okay. So you were assisting the journalist. I was just like, yes. They're both journalists.
Yeah. Okay. Close enough, honestly.
Close enough.
So yeah, like through certain reasoning, we all in all these different places like have to come together yeah. and help defeat the big crazy monster. It was a lot of fun.
I
so
like
much
that
fun.
They did separate, like what you just saying. I like that they did that. I like that they
like
followed
a bunch of different,
yeah, lines. Like different stories. Because it also makes it seem more chaotic. Of yes. course, when you it's like all different parts of the world are like, what is this thing?
It was a lot of fun to make. Both of these movies were made in 6 days. So that is something to think about because, yeah, I don't know how they do it, but they're just like professionals at this point. Like, you know, they just like know how to do it,
how to pump them out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah, the premiere for that was really great.
But the part where, like, they filmed, like, you said they went back to, like, an office and they were filming it, and then they had to, like, cheat it to make it look like they were, like, feeding the ape the...
Oh, yes, the- yes.
So I don't know if you want to share that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. Crazy. So we filmed that entire movie in their studio. So the whole movie, except the one location that's the island and then the desert, the two, like, exterior locations, those were both, like, on location. Everything else was shot in the studio. So the final day that we shot was the day that we shot all of the on-location stuff. And by the time we had to wrap and the sunset, we didn't really completely get the end of the movie shots, like, the very end of the movie that, like, you needed to get. Right. So yeah, we did end up coming back for, I think it might have been only like 2 days of reshoots. So I guess, like, it shot in 8 days technically. But yeah, so the final shots of the movie where you see, I don't want to give away the ends of the movie, but we're supposed to still be out in the desert and you just see, like, this white blown out sky and, like, some plants around. That was all shot literally in their office. Like, literally in the, like, where they have a big conference table and they all work and do the fittings and it's holding for actors. Like, we just shot it right there. It looked like
movie magic, Ruby.
Yeah.
Movie magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to also say too much to give away, like, that scene, but it was cool, like, watching it, but knowing the behind the scenes. So I was like, oh shit, like, this is what Vix is telling me about. And yeah, but it was done really well where if you did not know that, the certain scenes that were filmed inside, that were supposed to be exterior shots, you wouldn't know. And also, yeah, so how was the premiere for that one? You guys had a movie premiere for 8 versus Mech 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was so much fun. It was so great to see everybody again. And they do their releases at this theater called the Lomely in Glendale out here. But they also release it in, like, a couple of other theaters, like 5 or 6, like, around the country.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, I could post those somewhere. I mean, oh, no, I think the run is over now because they were both in for a week. But, yeah, nice. So it was, like, you know, Monster Mash ran for a week and then Ape ran for a week. So it was nice. It was
Mix
nice
was that
it
was playing throughout the forth. Country. So crazy.
Back to back. No, it was a great premiere and that's really it. It was nice to see everybody. It was a really fun movie, you know? These, like, creature crazy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh my God. I know my favorite part already.
Yes.
My favorite part, and I'll say this kind of vaguely because I don't want to give anything away, but I love the ape. His name is Abe, and he is a 90-foot ape, and he's just, like, a big baby. He's always, like, throwing temper tantrums and, like, punching the ground and shit. And there's this one scene where he's, like, picking stuff up off the ground and, like, putting it on as, like, a hat and, like, a jacket. And it's just, like, it's giving, like, get ready with me to save the fucking world. And it's just really cute. Like, the VFX guys absolutely killed it. So shout out to them. But that was my favorite part.
But
it's in the trailer too, so.
Right, so not giving out too much away, but I was going to ask, what was your favorite part to film in the film? What was your favorite scene to shoot?
I'm trying to think of, like, my favorite scene to shoot. Because I just had so much fun. Like, which one did you love? Well, I think.
Yeah, I loved, so all of Bix's scenes were my favorite, but no, seriously, she's such a strong, I keep saying this, but you're so, I love watching you.
Thank you so much, which I was like, sweet.
But the part that I was like, oh my God, I love this, which you probably know, is like the pew, 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 pew. And you were like, ah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That scene, I did love filming that scene.
At like such a heightened state. You're like, ah, and I was like, yeah.
It was.
Sorry. I'm not even saying words. I'm just like screaming into the mic. But
yes, it was a very screamy, action-packed moment. That scene was so crazy to film because I mean, I loved it. I love being a scream queen. I love like freaking out and being like, what's going on? But we had to just film it so many times because we were just trying to get the perfect like angle. We were like in between two cars in a parking garage. So just like trying to get everything. And I just had to scream over and over and over. And the director, Mark, who is incredible, he was just like, okay, Bix, like I'm counting down. And once I say action, start fucking screaming like crazy. And every time. So I'm just like, it was a lot. It was fun though. And then like having to like get into the car really quick.
Yes.
Yeah. And like hiding down. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I love action stuff. We've talked about this where like,
yes,
I know you love action. Like you are born to be like the next Tomb Raider. But I've like found my, no, I'm serious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found my love for action. And I definitely would be one of those actors who are like, please let me do my own stunts, please.
Yes, you can. Bix had a pew-pew and she also was like, yeah, screaming. She may or may not have flown herself into a backseat. She was like on the computer, like get in the
corner. Yeah, I'm like suddenly, like I'm a hacker. Like I was just.
Yeah, you were just, it was incredible. She was getting it. I was here for all of it. Yeah. So and, I have to say, yeah, the action scenes, I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, I do think that I did have, it's hard to pick a scene, honestly, because me and Ashley, who played Naomi, the journalist, we just had so much fun hanging out together, her and I, that I can't even think of, my favorite scene may have been, it's very quick, but it's Ashley and I were walking up a road towards the camera and we're like going to, we're going to like meet the guy, Drake, and we meet him outside and he's like, this is what happened. And she's like, no. I think that scene, because it was raining, it was like the one day there was a rainstorm in LA and we were shivering and we had Maria, who I also love from Costumes, like coming and putting our coats on and we had to walk back and forth so many times, like saying those lines. So it was just like, we would walk, do the scene and then they'd be like, okay. And then we'd like get an umbrella and like, you know, scuttle back to our point.
And it's always the one time you have to shoot outdoors.
The one day, and in LA too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were all fun and I love Ashley. But yeah, that one I can like recall being like, hee, let's run back. Like we're freezing and my feet are numb.
Guess what? We didn't know.
I would have never known.
No idea. I feel like, yeah, you can't film a film unless there's one scene where you're highly uncomfortable physically.
Oh, yes.
Like, it meaning, like temperature or whatever.
Yeah. The screen. Yeah. You're screaming or you're getting wet or you're getting hot or you're getting stuff blown at you or the things we do.
And sorry, Bix. I'm just like, this is Bix's episode because I'm going to
be. I know. I was just going to say, I'm like, we need to like talk about Liv. It's okay. In the moment it's with Liv and Bix.
Look, I'll get my moment, but I want to know, she booked something super exciting and I don't know what you can or cannot share, but it's a really cool booking, I think. So maybe just share whatever you think is, I guess, appropriate or,
Yeah. So, yeah, I read for this role, and I think I talked about this audition on the podcast. I did it with Vass from The Online Actor, so shout out to him.
Shout out to Vass.
The one that I was like, I had my blow dryer out, and it was like blowing wind on me.
Yes.
And I was screaming. Yes. Maybe I didn't mention it on the podcast, but that's what happened. That's what I did. So I sent those tapes in. They were like, we love your tapes, but we want to see you read for this other character. So I taped again. I sent those tapes in, didn't hear anything, and was like, okay, whatever. But then they reached out to me, and they wanted to book me for the original character. So, yeah, the original girl that I read for. So they booked me for that. And it's really exciting because I feel like it's similar to like you being in Hell House. Like Hell House was one of my favorite, even though there were only two at that point, it was still like one of my favorite horror I guess maybe franchise or series or whatever. I love Hell House. So it's similar to that, where Hell House 3 was a Shudder original. This is going to be a Shudder, going to be done through Shudder, but it's also the next installment. Yeah. Yes, Shudder. We're both on. Oh, we're both gosh, Shudder original stars.
Yeah, Shudder original. Oh, please.
It's the next installment of a horror franchise that is already quite popular in, I'd say, the horror community. I don't know how mainstream they are. So, yeah, we're already filming next week. I went in for my first ever life casting, where they have to take a mold of my fucking face. Oh my God. Have you ever had to do anything like that? Like with any?
Not I. Nope. Oh, I've never had to get casted, but I've seen not gonna talk about anybody else's film because I don't know what could be shared, but I'll just say that Regina, who I filmed Sky Hoshi with, she had to get a whole a body, head cast and the whole thing.
She had to do her whole body, and body?
I changed body to head. I meant to say, I'm doing really well today. Not her whole body. She, I thought her body, and then I was like, wait, head. Her, a head casting.
Oh my gosh. How do you think you would react? How do you feel about it?
I just feel sitting in that one seat for a while would make me, anxious after a while. Probably. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how I'd feel.
More so the sitting than the...
It's the sitting for so long that I'd be I don't want
to
do
this. I need to run.
But yeah.
I'm going to run.
Yeah, I need to move. I was I can't sit here for this long. I always think about that when I see actors do that. But anyways, yes. How is it for you?
I was similar. I was really nervous about the... I guess I wasn't really nervous so much about the... Even though I'm the same, I can't sit for too long and not have access to my hands and my eyes to look at stuff and do stuff, but I was just nervous because I know that your whole fucking head goes under, and I freak out when I have to go get a manicure because I don't like them having my hands. So I was bitch, I'm not gonna have my eyes, my face, any of my guys. So I was really nervous. Any of my guys. I was nervous, and it's funny because I always said to myself, if it was ever in a breakdown, hey, this character needs to go in for life casting, I feel like I may skip on submitting to it because I have been so nervous about ever having to do that. But they didn't mention any of that. After getting booked and after doing all of whatever I had to do, oh my God, I have to do my onboarding papers. I just remembered right now.
You're should I have shit to do?
But they texted me and she was like, hey, can you come in this day, this time for life casting? And I had to Google what life casting meant because I hadn't heard that term before.
Yeah.
And then I Google it and it's getting your fucking face molded and poured in covered with silicone and plastered. Oh my God. So I was just like, yes.
How do you breathe?
I'm available. So they don't cover the two, your nostril holes.
So they just everything but the nostril.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So your mouth they cover.
Yeah. Mouth is covered. Everything. Eyes, everything. Just your, just your two little nostrils. So I actually went on YouTube and I looked up videos of life casting because I was like, I need to see exactly what is going to happen, exactly what I need to be prepared for. And I watched a really great 2-hour video of these two specialists doing it. And I watched the whole 2 hours of it to get prepared. And it was great because when I got to the studio, they used the same methods that video used, because there's different methods to do. Yeah. So I was happy. I was okay, perfect. They're doing it the same way
I watched
as this video
before.
That I watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I felt very prepared. And it was also an entire special effects team of 4 women. I was oh my God. I was it's the girls' room right now.
The girls' room.
I was really happy to see that.
How long did yours take?
From walking in the door to walking out the door, it was about 2 hours. But sitting in the chair, honestly, was probably only an hour or so. Because you're not under for that long. They have to slick your hair back, put on the bald cap, secure the bald cap, make sure the bald cap doesn't have, like, they have to melt the seam so it doesn't have seams on the mold. So, like, that takes a bunch of steps. They had to also do my teeth. So they had to, like, put, you know, like, you go to the dentist, those guys.
Yeah.
And then they have to, then they start with different places. And then, so you're not under fully for that entire time.
Right.
I think I was under, like, the stuff, the goo and everything for probably a total of, like, 45 minutes. Or so.
Okay, so it's not terrible.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it was, and honestly,
okay,
I loved it. Like, I would go and do it again. I would go and sit and do that again. I was not expecting to have that response. Yeah, they were saying that a lot of people come in super anxious, but then after they do it, they say, like, oh, I would sit and do that again.
Yeah, this isn't bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I honestly kind of enjoyed it. It's just like, it goes in your ears. Like, it's not runny, so it's not going to, like, drip into your ears. They just have to, like, get the mold of your ears. So, like, your ears are plugged. They build it up on your eyes. So, you know how your eye socket goes, like, in on your skull? They build it up heavier, so it's, like, flat. So it's not, like, flimsy when they're trying to make, pull it off. So it's, like, very heavy on your eyes. And then it was, like, I don't know. It was extremely relaxing. I loved it.
Imagine you just, like, fell asleep. Did you?
No, a lot of people do.
Oh, but I don't know if I could, because I'd be, like, full on, like,
I know, same. Like, I'm not somebody, like,
pick your head up, please.
Yeah. There's somebody behind you, like, holding your head.
Holding your head up. Yeah.
No, they say a lot of people do, but same. Like, I can't sleep, like, sitting up. I would have, like, fell.
Yeah, I would have, like, fell over. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Would recommend.
I can't wait to see it. I, as everyone may know, Bix and I are big horror fans. So
yes,
this is right up.
It's gonna be bloody.
Our alley.
Yes, bloody, gory,
I can't wait.
Gutsy.
Do they
crazy?
Crazy. And if this speaks to anything in her self tape, like, take risks, right? You took a lot of risks in that self tape. Did you not?
I mean, I think so. I had, like, a blow dryer going that was super loud. I was just, like, like, looked psycho, was screaming. So, yeah. Honestly, always taking risks, I think, pays off. I really, like, I think we talked about this. Like, I genuinely believe that ever since I started not, like, intentionally trying to break rules, because – or maybe I am, but just ever since I started, like, really disregarding the quote-unquote rules and just doing whatever
I
feel
do.
Like, or, like, especially with the help of Vass, he's been, like, really essential in that, this whole progression. I really have been, like, reaping the benefits.
Get it, girl?
Yeah. So I think, take your risks. If you read a script and you're like, oh my God, I have to do the self-tape, and you read the script and something crazy comes to your mind for your self-tape, just
do it.
Literally just do it. I've seen
nothing to lose.
Literally. Like, I've seen self-tapes from, you know, people who are in huge movies now that are, like, A-list celebrities, but it's their tapes from when people didn't know them. And I mean, like, not, like, all the way back in the day. I mean, like, present day stuff. And they, like, come in, like, swinging on a rope, or they have, you know, just they're
come
doing.
In swinging on a rope.
I've seen some crazy stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, yeah, I was watching from Spider-Man.
What's yes, yeah, he comes in with, like, a backflip.
Yeah, what's his name? Tom Huddleton? Or did I just make that shit up?
No, that's another guy. Tom Holland. Oh.
Thank you, Tom Holland.
Tom Huddleston is a guy, though. He's a different guy.
Oh, I was like, did I make all this up? Okay, so Bix is right. He comes in, makes sense, he's Spider-Man, but he's literally flipping around in the self-tape.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, literally flipping around. Like,
somersaults.
No chill.
Back tuck.
So, literally. So, it's like, whatever you think is appropriate. Like, of course, don't just be doing somersaults if, like, it does not call for it at all, or
yeah,
it's just totally out of left field.
Like a victim, like, role for Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, and then
you're just doing, like, back tucks.
Yeah, back tucks into the question room, the interrogation room, I mean.
Oh my gosh.
But like, yeah, I take risks. Take risks.
Yeah. Oh my God, I feel like I talked about myself way too much. I'm not allowed to talk on the next episode.
No, you have a lot to talk about, and the people want to know. And also,
yeah, we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't even say sorry, but so sorry that we missed an episode. It's because
I forgot. Sorry. We are unreliable.
No.
We're not.
We're so sorry. No. We are sorry. It's because I went away, I believe. So we just couldn't film last
week. But don't be too sorry because it was your birthday. And everybody gets away with it for their birthday.
Yes. So I was able to take off some time. But yeah, so we are sorry, but we are back and better than ever.
Back on track, baby.
We're back on track, baby. I will say, so the past couple of weeks, not much has happened with me in the past couple of weeks, but I did book Rangers commercial, which was super fun.
Oh my God, yes. Tell us all about it.
I mean, it was like one day of filming and not even a day. It was a whole hour. So like my call time. Get that paycheck. My call time was literally 6 p.m., but then they called me and they're like, can you come earlier? So I did. I got there 4:30, but was like in hair, makeup, wardrobe. And then I didn't actually start filming my scene until I think 9 o'clock. And then I was done at 10. So literally my scene took 1 hour to film, but I was there. So I was waiting longer than I was filming, but I am excited. Just the fact that it's like a New York Rangers commercial just sounds cool to say.
No. But, yeah. Do you know when they're releasing it?
No, no idea. I don't know anything, but.
Do you know about the website iSpot.tv?
No.
So my friend told me about it. I don't know how to explain it other than it shows you
iSpot.tv?
Yes, I believe iSpot.tv. But yeah, so it'll show you like commercial spots from whatever company. So you can go to the website and say you did a Baskin-Robbins commercial. You can type in Baskin-Robbins and then it'll show you all of the recent spots that they have published or released or whatever. So that was me. That. Yeah. So you can, if you don't like have any information and, you know, they don't always tell you.
They don't.
When things, you're like, they don't.
They don't.
So that's a good resource for you to have on your end to just like me, hyper, you know, obsess over it every day. Be like, is it out? Is it out? Is it out?
I can't tell you how many commercials that I did. And I just know they're in the abyss somewhere.
They're somewhere.
So, yeah, I mean, I found them, but, like, it took me researching the company and then finding, where their ads are and stuff. Like, you know, but and I found them. But, yeah, just interesting that, yeah, they don't really always tell you too much. Then this is a great resource to have. Thank you. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are, just like, the commercial queen.
A commercial queen. You know, I just filmed that, like, a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to give them a few months and then
I'll,
like,
see. Yeah, I wonder when hockey season is.
That's another thing. I had to pretend I was a hockey fan. So.
And she did it and she slayed.
And I booked it. So clearly they
Rangers for life.
They believe.
Yeah, but you're like, I literally couldn't tell you when hockey season is.
No, no. I mean, same. And I'm the one who booked this commercial and I could not tell you.
Season.
I know there's games happening.
Wait, hockey's going on right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely know there's games happening right now. I only know that because I see people in their Rangers jersey in New York, like, going to the game. So I'm like, there's definitely games happening.
Oh, shit. So okay. Maybe. So they're in the playoffs starting on Monday. Monday the 22nd
so
is the beginning of the playoffs.
Will be happening.
Yeah.
I will be checking that out because maybe they'll be like, it'll be out soon.
Yeah, it seems like it. Oh, cool.
Hopefully I'd love to see my little spot.
Yes.
Exciting. Yeah. And then that's really it because I know that. And then like the Squatchers, I think I may have already said this, but the Squatchers is coming out sometime in May. It'll be coming out first in person at a Regal Theater. And then after that, they're having a digital premiere, live digital premiere, which everyone will have access to. But that's probably going to be tickets too. So everything, you will have to purchase a ticket, but then you can see it.
Nice. That's so exciting.
But I don't have any other, honestly, any other information besides.
No updates that. On our Sky Hoshi 2?
No. So nothing there. I think the last thing we talked about, like we did like a, it was like an informal script read. So I was just reading what he had thus far, but no updates there yet. I know that it was shared with me that Sky Hoshi is going to be coming out at a theater in the Philippines.
Oh, sure. So,
yeah. So that's going to be happening, which is fun and awesome. But yeah.
Is Kalani going to go?
I know. I was like, we really should find a way. I said to Kalani, I was like, if they offer to fly us out, I was like, can you get me a first class? Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
That would be amazing to be able to go to the Philippines. So, hey, who knows? Fingers crossed that maybe they want to fly us out. That'd be fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. So, oh, and we have exciting news for Liv and Bix.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be starting, but we don't know. We don't have a date set yet, but we're in the talks of starting career coaching as well as headshot coaching, self-taping, a service where we are here to help you, our listeners, and any of your friends who are in the acting industry. But we'll have more information as time goes. But we're really excited that we're in the talks of starting the service to really, you know, help people, mostly, you know, newer actors, but seasoned actors too, but mostly new actors who are looking for guidance. Because when we last spoke, like we did talk about how definitely newer actors can A, either be taken advantage of, B, it can be really confusing, C, there's a lot of different information out there. So just kind of being a little a helping hand to kind of help whoever's listening, you know, break into the industry. And yeah, and we'll be your friends along the way.
Yeah, we're super excited. I feel like we rebranded the podcast with the hopes of dispelling misinformation and kind of cutting through the veil. Oh my God, I sound like I'm part of like QAnon.
No, I love it. No. I love it.
I just mean like, it's really hard to obtain information about being in the entertainment industry unless people are straight from their mouth telling it to you, the business aspect of the industry. So I think that that was a big part as to why we started doing this podcast. And now, with these new services that we want to start offering, we just want to be able to do that on a more one-on-one and personal level.
So
we can help you with whatever questions you have and just hang out with us if you want.
So I don't think I have anything else to
I certainly shit. Need to shut the fuck up for the rest of the day.
No, you shouldn't feel like any type of way the fact that you just have a lot going on and we needed to talk about it, and there's nothing wrong with that. So
well, thank you.
All good, girl. But
alrighty, friends. Well, I think that's all we got to talk about today, but we will catch you in 2 weeks. Make sure follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix. You can find us on TikTok at Liv and Bix, and eventually you'll be able to book a time with us to chat or coach or tape.
That's right. And I think Bix covered it.
I nailed it.
All right. Nailed it. Well, we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by Kalani Hubbard, photo by Elena Latona, and our podcast is edited by Rebecca.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review. Bye! Bye.